7 after the hour. Let's see what we can do to make your day brighter, warmer, fuzzier, and still include the most important stories of the day here. The Doug Steffen Good Day family is on the air with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Kenny, you've got your ears and your eyes and your nose and your throat all wrapped around our social media, Twitter.com and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The NSA and Snowden, any activity on the premise that he is a bad guy, but he did a good thing. That's my premise. Or my premise really is I don't really care. I was about to say I don't give a shit about him. But I think that the information that we have is good information to have. So what are people saying in general? On this side of the road, another side of the road, different trip?
Katie says that she's pretty tired of Snowden and The Guardian slowly drip-feeding all of the leak information. It's sucking any sense of vitality and urgency out of whatever's going on.
Hmm.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
This, every day we're going to have something to leak.
Something new, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that. You know what? Dump it all out. Get it over with. This is not a mini-series.
Just there it is.
Give us the information, and let's move along.
All right. So how many people, well, again, we're back to whether Snowden is important in the overall scheme of things. I really don't care about Snowden, but I am I do think it's important that we get this information out and about. All right. Now, as if we focus on the NSA and what they're doing. How many of you knew that in the police are collecting data, keeping track of you? If you follow the story at DougSteffen.com today, which brings us to the city of San Leandro, California. Do you know where that is?
I think it's in the Bay Area, isn't it?
Is it? Okay. They purchased a license plate reader for the police department. Computer security consultant Michael Katz asked the city for a record of every time the scanners had photographed his car. The results shocked him. This device, installed on the outside of police cars, can log thousands of license plates in an 8-hour patrol shift.
Sure.
This guy said it had photographed his two cars on 112 occasions, including one that shows him and his daughter stepping out of his car in their driveway. Why are they taking pictures of this guy's car in his driveway? I would be frightened and concerned about the magnitude of police surveillance and data collection. I don't know how many times I passed yesterday on my tractor, I don't know, four or five police from different communities. I don't know whether they can't get a license plate for me because there's no license plate on the tractor.
But, oh, they know who you are. Don't worry about it.
I'm guessing that it probably is, you know, narrowed down when they see a guy on a tractor.
I'm pretty sure when Bonnie Fife in Framingham rides by you on the tractor, he's like, there's Steffen again.
Steffen.
Oh, I was carrying all kinds of things, too. I had feed one time, manure another time, a mower a third time. Let's see, what else was out and about? Oh, a cultivator. Yeah, I had all of that stuff on the road yesterday. I hope they get some good pictures of it. But seriously, when we think about the NSA and whether or not they are out of control or not, is this appropriate for you? And never mind, I have nothing to worry about, so I don't care what they do.
You know
that's
what?
A bogus thought and statement.
It's over, okay? It's done. Stop. Yeah, privacy. Privacy. Yeah.
Mm.
It's over. Give it up.
I don't want to.
No, too bad.
What are you going to do about it? Literally would have to go off the grid to give it
you
up.
You would have to go off the grid. I mean, if you are listening to us in the middle of Montana where there's one traffic light in your town and you live 20 miles out of town up the mountain, you may have some semblance of privacy.
Some semblance of privacy.
Thank you. If you live in a major metropolitan area like all of us do,
mm-hmm.
Done.
Right.
Yeah. Done, done, mm-hmm. done.
And done.
Give
again.
It up. Don't
if you
whine
want to check your
it.
Email, you're
yep.
done.
Don't, right, exactly.
All right,
don't
so you
whine
know
about
how
it.
Far,
don't complain about it. You're done.
Yeah, how far back this goes? 2007. Congress provided new legal powers, including an immunity law supported by the new president, The National Security Agency got the cooperation of Microsoft and Yahoo in 2008. One of the first things Barack Obama did, actually the beginning of 2009, was to enact the so-called PRISM program, which expanded from, Microsoft and Yahoo to Google, Facebook, YouTube, Skype, you name it. They now have data collection and data mining projects pretty much for everything and anything. It's called Total Information Awareness, TIA.
And they got all of the email addresses and Twitter addresses from Barack Obama's campaign office.
Yeah, right.
Where they raised all that money. They said, hey,
actually, if you go back,
go ahead and take this database. Start spying on everybody.
If you go back to 2001, shortly after the Bushies took office, Dick Cheney personally sought the participation of Quest in a new program under which the company was asked to hand over private phone records. That was started by Cheney. And then they, in 2002, ordered the NSA to start conducting domestic surveillance. 2002, folks. This was right after September 11th, obviously. In the late summer of 2002, there was... remember Mark Klein? I'm now remembering this. He was the first one to squeal that this was going on. This was back in 2002. Kenny maintains appropriately
that this
stuff has been going on since the beginning of the Patriot Act after 2001.
Sure it has. And we just get reminded of it every 3 or 4 years.
Right.
You know, and one of the interesting points that I heard made on this was... This is not your information.
Not ours?
Yes. It's not your information. If it were, the government would be subpoenaing you for the information. It isn't. It belongs to the data companies who we
pay. And
that's
who they subpoena, yes.
Who we pay for these services. Mm. So that's why they subpoena them. So it's not our information to buy, sell, trade, look at, and complain about. We are part of it, sure, and they're looking at a wide swath of us, but it's not art. We don't own it. We can't do anything about
Every time you press click on, I agree to this licensing agreement, I mean, you kind of waive your rights. No one ever reads it. They just click, they're upset
next.
When it happens.
And I'm pretty sure in there, in your little iTunes and in your Cox and Comcast and all those agreements, it's going to say, if the government wants access to this information, we have to provide it to them. If it doesn't already say
every app on your phone.
And every app on your phone.
Great.
Yep.
All right, another item of interest. Have we done anything that was good yet so far?
I know. I was getting ready to put my conspiracy theory pants on, but probably better not to.
We've tipped over that little hill that it's finally, we're all accepting this.
Not me.
But why should we? I mean, that's
why
the thing that gets me is why I don't know if we should accept it, because here's what I want to know.
What are we going to do?
What is
it?
The government gaining from having this information? Obviously, people can say, oh, it was a Republican thing. It was a Democratic thing. No. Now it's a government thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are they gaining from having all this control? Is it, at some point, how did they use it against
us? We stopped 50 terrorists.
Okay. You
want
to hear something that is really kind of spooky?
Yeah.
I'm just going through. You know how my desk is arranged, Richie? I have piles of things.
You're a pile guy.
Different piles are representing different things.
There is no desk. There's just paper.
you see this big round table has all of my material. And I'm looking at some of the information that is applies to or pertains to the online time that I'm using here, or that we all use, and I have a copy of American Demographics magazine. And in it, they say that we have, with the rapid commercialization, of the Internet, we have been feeding, because of the demand for more and more personal information, the 75% respondents to the survey say that they do not, as Richie just said, feel they have any privacy at all anymore. At all. And this survey that I'm looking at is from a magazine that's 7 years old.
You know,
7 years ago, 75% of you, us, we, so we didn't think we had any privacy anymore. Good God.
And certain states are worse.
Yeah, they are.
I cannot go to Maryland without getting some kind of camera-enforced ticket or warning.
Mm.
I just can't.
Yeah.
In Virginia, where I live, I've never gotten one. So when I'm in Maryland, what do I think I get as far as privacy? How
Maryland's
many times
a lousy state.
It's my beloved Maryland, where I was born and raised. It just gets, that's unbelievable. How many times do you think they have my license plate in their computer systems versus Virginia right across the border where I live?
All right, who wants to complain about something else? Ready for one more?
Sure. Okay.
The annual pay of CEOs under scrutiny. Because now the tax returns are in, the IRS have mined this data, and they are showing that chief executives of our largest corporations have a 2.8% increase from the previous year in terms of basic overall compensation. $14 million is the average now for 200
chief executives. The biggest companies in the country.
Yeah, I mean, what do people think? This is what really bothers me. And the news media feeds into this crud like they don't deserve it. Do you know what it takes responsibility-wise to run one of these Fortune 500 companies that have $1 billion in revenue?
Yeah.
By shareholders? Oh,
yeah. Right, exactly. So this is such a specious. This is what
as
again,
long as they're not cheating, stealing, robbing, pillaging.
If that's what they pay. That's what they pay.
Well, but you know
what? What it is? This is the news media and the government trying to separate, divide and conquer.
They have
a lot of money. We deserve some of it. Right. Give me some of their money. Pay more in taxes so they can waste it, squander it. It's just the mindlessness of this kind of thinking is. It doesn't speak well of us. I don't think it does anyway. All right, so now that we've done all of our
people
crabbing.
Will be beating on their doors with flames and sticks in the next decade saying, give us your money.
Yeah. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive appliance in store for details. Offer valid 628 through 77. Gas dryer price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
21 after the hour, this is Doug's Good Day.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888- 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Corporation, no relation to Howard, and rock the boat, baby.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
I got a question for you.
Rock the boat,
baby.
Rock the boat.
Number one, during Swing 1974, what's the question?
Way back in the Bell Bottom days when you used to spin these records.
Yes.
Did you start off every song with hoo-ha?
No, I had other ways of starting. Would you like to start the? Why don't you start it again?
Yeah,
I'll give you another bit of my act.
Let me give you another one. Hold on.
Right,
you
know,
what's another one that you would have done?
So we got a 74 or before because that was done by the fall of 74. Started.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh,
here we
no, not that one.
Meredith always loves it because she says my voice changes when
really?
I go into jock mode.
Here's one you might have spun way back then.
Conversation.
Ah. I'm going to give you that one.
Yeah, right. Billy Preston. One.
Ready?
Billy Preston on Good Day.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody.
So you would have never entered that song like that. You'd have been coming out of another song.
No, I'm out of a jingle.
Oh, wait.
I have an upbeat jingle.
Here's one there.
You want to do the Good Day jingle?
Song.
But there's no. Wait.
That one starts pretty cold. But.
Here we go.
Aha! This is like a forever intro, though, Richie.
Well, aren't you going to intro it?
No, because it's forever. I can talk from now until tomorrow, introing this song.
Hey, yeah,
the weather forecast.
The weather.
You
know,
the traffic.
374, anyway. All right, you made your point. Hope you're happy. You know what? I never liked this song.
Whoa.
Never liked this song. I've never been a Phil Collins fan.
This is a passable one for me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a survey today at DougStephan.com. This is 4th of July week.
Oh.
And half of you who are on vacation this week will work. Did you know that? Well, none of us here are going to worry about that because we're all going to be here this week. We'll be live, by the way, on the 4th of July. Don't you have a treatment?
Time.
You have a new treatment? You have a treatment on
tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay.
Scheduled it just before the 4th of July. So you can
so you will not be here any other day this week. This is it for you.
It could be. I don't know. We'll see.
It could be my last day.
Ah, yeah, right, exactly.
Not if you eat grapefruit.
Yeah, some grapefruit.
You'll be all set.
One of our good friends of the show calls us a little earlier and says, Rich, eat grapefruit. It fights off cancer. And I'm like, where were you a year ago?
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
For those who don't know, Richie has a lymphoma tumor in his chest that's being treated.
Two of them.
Two of
just
them.
One little sissy one. I got two ones.
Okay. Two ones?
Two ones. Two of them.
One, two, shovel. Anyway, so Richie is telling us as he goes through the experience how he's feeling, what he's looking like, what he's eating, the whole routine.
What are you wearing is my question.
Jeans and a black short sleeve shirt.
Okay. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, but you know, you can't see the tube that they have in your chest, right, when your shirt's on.
You can't see it even if I had my shirt off. It's implanted within my chest.
Oh, well, how do they?
It's a metaport, and what they do is they make an incision, and they put this thing that's about the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
And it's half an inch thick. With like a rubber or neoprene front on it, and whenever you get your chemo, they stick the IV into that neoprene thing through your skin.
Oh, there you go.
So you see a bump in my chest, but that's it.
Okay, I got it. The poll today, anyway, was talking about how many of you will work
with your Wheaties
this week, even if you're on vacation. The information age has enabled unprecedented levels of employee productivity. Whether you're the guy who's running the company or somebody who's on the line. And so it bothers 64% of people say when they are on vacation, they are working. So our poll today, do you still work while you're on vacation? A, I need that time to get away. B, only if there's something very important that I have to take care of. C, only to answer email, return calls. D, yes, I'm always plugged in no matter where I go. And E, what's a vacation?
Peter Fonda and the Uncivil War. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Always respected you, Abner. Still do. But I don't want to see politics tear our community apart.
Party has?
It's your Democrats who rent this country asunder. They've split the union in two just so they could keep black men in bondage.
Peter Fonda is an upstate New York blacksmith who supports the union cause, and Billy Campbell is a farmer who's not so sure in Copperhead, a new drama from director Ronald Maxwell. Maxwell is the man who staged the two biggest Civil War movies ever made, Gettysburg and Gods and Generals. But Copperhead is a much more intimate story about a little-known aspect of the Civil War. In the North were pockets of people who didn't think keeping the South was worth all the bloodshed. They were called Copperheads, and for speaking their minds, they risked their livelihoods, their property, and even their lives. Peter Fonda told me he loved the idea of telling the story of the Civil War away from the scenes of military conflict.
When Ron Maxwell asked me if I would like to play this role, I jumped at it because I liked especially the fact that we were not showing battles in the war. We showed the results in the community and how at this particular point of our history, it divided our community.
We got a serpent in our own backyard here. Admiral Beach is a copperhead, and the copperhead is a snake.
We're there in our little community, and we are not touched by the war. We were touched by the politics of the war. The youth we send out, and isn't this the way it always works? The youth that we send out to fight for our idiocies bear the brunt, take the bullet, take the IED now. And it hasn't changed. And we're still studying war. So I really liked that part of the story that Ron had.
Copperhead, starring Peter Fonda and Billy Campbell, is in theaters and on video.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get
gone. Get it on. Bang your gong, get it on. Bang whatever you want to. It's all right with me.
T-Rex.
20, 30, yeah, right. T-Rex, good, Richie.
Yeah.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program at 33 after the hour Monday, the 1st of July. Edward Snowden remaining hidden from sight, even though he is supposedly in Russia still at the airport. Nobody really has seen him there. The Russians, meanwhile, are making him a hero on programs that have been arranged and broadcast on the federal channels in Russia. He was compared to Andrei Sakharov, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, and Max Otto von Stirlitz, a double agent from Soviet television. He was described as, quote, the man who declared war on Big Brother and got stuck in the transit zone, and as a soldier in the information war who fights on the side of Russia or maybe the side of China. It's bound to endear him to Americans for as long as he remains in Russia, one host said. The pulse of world history is beating in Moscow. The world is focused on Moscow. It's all happening here in Moscow.
Moscow.
I was just thinking, this has become that Tom Hanks movie where he's stuck in the airport for a month or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just looked up to see what the name of that movie was with Tom Hanks, and the first thing is, the first thing I see is a headline, Edward Snowden is now the Tom Hanks from that movie.
Yeah. 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 The feds, meanwhile, have, let's see here, reported that criminal investigations using wiretaps have increased 71% since last year at the same time.
The terminal.
Good God. The feds went to court last year to authorize 1,354 interception orders for wire, oral, and electronic communications. It had been at 792 the year before. So 2011 it was 792, 2012, 1354. Interception wiretaps. These are general wiretaps. General, not specific. What do they call the other one? Is FICA or something, right?
I guess.
The other one. Isn't FICA the tax withholding from your payroll?
Yeah, but what's the... Something close to that, anyway. Don't be so eager to correct me. Always.
I'm not correcting you.
Yeah,
I was
you
just
are.
Saying FICA,
just,
isn't that what that is?
Just let him grow. Just let him roll with it, Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's FICA, Doug.
Yeah, thanks, Richie. Right. Okay. I have one of the things you'll see at DougStephan.com, right-hand side of the homepage, is the continuing information on the crowdfunding effort that we started and have been working at the farm. And one of the things that I always am comparing, we have two things that we talk about a lot. Crowdfunding, because I think it's a marvelous thing, and sanctuaries. We're trying to make a sanctuary out of my dairy farm, and that's explained if you go to eastleafarm.com, if you go to the information that's on the right-hand side of the homepage, if you care to support what we're doing, help yourself, we'd love that. One of the things that people send to me, or I find myself observing more than I used to, are animal sanctuary stories. And there is one today that we have for you at DougStephan.com, where a waterfowl sanctuary has made a prosthetic foot for a duck with a 3D printer.
Cool.
The only way to get a foot for Buttercup, who is in this sanctuary in Arlington, Tennessee, the Angels Waterfowl Sanctuary in Arlington, Tennessee. Only way to get a foot for Buttercup was to make one on a Nova copy machine, 3D Nova copy machine in Nashville. They scanned Buttercup's sister foot and turned that into a 3D model and printed it out. Good God.
Weird.
Huh? Amazing.
Very weird.
Wow.
Really is. A new prosthetic foot for a duck on a 3D printer.
That's quackers.
I was thinking of something like that. It wasn't quite there. It wasn't what I wanted.
Just got to roll with it.
Yeah.
I wonder what the bill was.
I hope she hasn't gone afoul of the law.
If the foot is a little short, maybe she won't have to duck to get under some shirt.
She'll just wing it.
Former, I have to say, if Richie talks about me ranting, 888-302-3684. Former Federal Transportation Security Administration agent John Irwin in the news pled guilty to stealing $520 from a passenger at Norfolk International Airport. Passenger claimed he had a medical condition that would not allow him to go through the machine and asked to be patted down. TSA agents then selected the man for additional screening. In a private screening room, Mr. Irwin used the opportunity to hide cash the man had placed in a plastic bin. Irwin said that he did it because the man had given employees a hard time. So here's the agent steals $520 from this guy as they pat him down. Remember I told you the story about what they did with my phone?
These people, it was missing, right?
Yeah, they hid it from you.
Yeah, they took it out of my briefcase and they stole it in essence. And they thought, and the smirk on the guy's face who told me that it wasn't in the drawer, he must have thought that I was really stupid. There's a woman sitting at the desk with a phone. So I said, "Madam, would you please dial this number?" And when she did, the phone rang in the front of his face. He said, "Describe the phone." I said, "It's black." He opens up the drawer. He says, "No black phones in here." Closes the drawer again. I said, "Are you sure?" "Yeah, please look again." "No, there's no black phones in there." So I was more than furious.
Okay, we've heard the story. Thank you very much.
I can't tell the story again. Not everybody listening.
I want to hear it, boss.
Okay. She's not heard the story.
Yes, she has. She just doesn't remember.
No, I haven't.
Really? No, she hasn't. When did you become the arbiter of what it was that I was going to discuss?
When you start repeating the same stories over and over and over again.
Well, but this is a good one because it makes a TSA.
Instead of arguing about the story, can we just hear the rest of it?
Yeah.
Well, basically, I told the story. The story is that I asked the woman to dial the number. She dialed it.
And it rang,
and the guy had to get the phone out of the drawer and give it to me. And I looked at him, and I said, "This is not a black phone?" He said, "Well, it has a red band around the eye of it." I looked at him, and I said,
"You're
going to
have a black one around yours, buddy, because I'm going to punch you like that."
Yeah.
You hear that?
I hadn't really thought about that.
You should have said that.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
All right, so, Roberta, you maybe missed out on a big wedding while you were gone last week. George Lucas has a new wife.
Yeah, I saw that.
Name is Melody Hobson. They had a big party in Chicago. And the guests included Robin Williams.
Wow.
Mark Hamill.
Uh-huh.
Rahm Emanuel.
Uh-huh.
Al Roker.
Uh-huh.
Gayle King.
Uh-huh.
Jesse Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And Prince.
No Doug Stephan?
No, I wasn't invited. Uh-uh. Prince actually entertained at a 22-piece band. Is this woman from Chicago? Is that why they married there? Why in the world would they marry there instead of
Chicago? She's a news reporter, though, or something.
Yeah.
And she, how'd they meet?
Match.com. I don't know. I have no idea.
Match.com.
Match.com for billionaires. What a story to marry George Lucas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do they have the, is there such a thing, Match.com? I've never been on Match.com. Do they have Match.com / billionaires, millionaires, or whatever?
I'm sure there's some kind of billionaire dating.
Yeah, billionaire match or something.
Yeah.
Sure.
So is in terms of Lucas, this woman is like 30 years younger than he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not? You're George Lucas. Might as well cash in the perks.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Is that all he has going for him is money?
No, but they've been together.
That really bothers me.
Been together for like 8 years.
Yeah. No, I think it's good.
Yeah. All right. I was about to get off on another rant.
I know.
I decided I wasn't going to do that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Breathe.
That's right. You have to breathe breathe from your diaphragm down really deep. If you are undergoing stress right now, deeply breathe in your diaphragm. Are they teaching you how to breathe differently, Richie, going through this all of this this course of treatment?
Well, given that my trachea is like about an inch and a half to the left, I'm just happy to breathe at all. No.
Your jugular's not bothering you anymore, though, is it?
It doesn't really bother me, no. But it's still clogged. But no, to answer your question, the oncologist, no, they haven't. They don't do any nutritional kind of meditation type stuff. They put the chemo in and let it roll.
All right, coming up, I would like to have you tell us what you think Bob Dylan's worst song is. 888-302-3684. Richie will have various candidates. We'll go around the room.
I'll surprise you on this one.
You're going to surprise me?
Yes.
Because you think Bob Dylan's okay?
He's a genius of a songwriter.
Writer. Like,
he's a horrible singer.
Well, but that's the idea. Huh?
Okay.
What's the worst song he ever performed?
I got you now.
All right.
Thank you.
So, let's have Bobby Zimmerman's worst song in terms of what he has sung, not what he has written. 888-302-3684. If you could have a bright smile in just a couple of minutes, would you want to do it? Of course you would. That's silly. The question about having white teeth and how much younger you will look and feel when you have those white teeth, it's pretty, yeah, of course. Hello, duh. His match is 13 years younger, according to the survey done by the folks at Power Swabs. 13 years younger. You'll look 13 years younger once you go through the course of putting Power Swabs, their solution on you. There's a little white bottle. There's a blue bottle. Now they have a stick, too, by the way. Did you know that? I think you've been gone, Richie, since the stick was introduced. The Power Swab stick, which you can carry with you in your pocket, your pocketbook, whatever. Take it out and use it to whiten up your teeth instantly. It may not be permanent, but it'll make them look better on the spot. And then you go home and use Power Swabs, which is a clinically proven way to remove the stains permanently from your teeth. 2 minutes of work. 5 minutes later, the teeth look so much better. Coffee stains, smoking stains, white stains, you name it. If you have crowns, caps, veneers, or bonding, Power Swabs can remove the stains on them as well. So, the solution to brighter, whiter teeth comes by dialing 800-865-7602. I guarantee the people in your family will love your new bright, white smile. And it'll be sent out this month with free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen, 800-865-7602. Power Swabs, risk-free. Get at it. Get your teeth whiter. Ask about this strip as well. A little, it would be I guess it would kind of be like a lipstick thing, right? Or a little lip balm. One of those things that you just...
Yeah, probably a little
tube like
polisher,
that.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, 800-865-7602 for Power Swab's way to whitening your teeth.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646. Or go to buygold.com.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are.
Rolling Stone magazine this month has decided to grace its magazine with an acknowledgement of Bob Dylan being one of the greatest songwriters to ever live. And one of the worst singers to ever try to make pop hits out of his songs. And they cite a number of tunes, including, let's see here, I guess that when I get right down to it, Rainy Day Women number 12 and 35 may be one of the best ones. This is, what is this one though, Richie?
That was the Times They Are Changing. Here's Rainy Day Women 12 and 35. I'm only saying.
You sound like him. That hate you too, that's him?
That's not Rainy Day Women.
That's not Bob Dylan. Huh?
No.
All right, so we got Richie on one thing today, at least. Yeah. He's been trying to get me all day.
I'm glad we caught a song that was much later. Everything from toy guns that spark, the flesh colored Christ to glow in the dark.
Easy to see without looking too fun, and much is really sacred. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Stick to running the network because you're not going to make an actor.
Or an actress. Or an actress.
Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind, playing it because Olivia de Havilland played Melanie in Gone with the Wind. She's 97 today. She was about 27, I think, when the movie was made, wasn't she, Chucker?
Olivia de Havilland?
Yeah.
Probably right around that age.
Right. And here's a question. Who is her famous sister? Also an actress. You know the answer to that, Chucker?
No, I do not.
Really? No. I'm going to leave it to Richie and the other geeks that love to go, or to you, if you'd like to answer that question. 888-302-3684. Olivia de Havilland is not the only actress in her family. She had a famous sister who was an actress as well. Who was that? 888-302-3684. We also have a
She was in Animal House.
She was not in Animal House.
Yeah.
That's a big help. 888-302-3684. All right. So our contest today involves another actor whose birthday is today as well. He was not in Gone with the Wind, however. He was in this movie, and it was actually quite a sensation. It was really quite a good movie, quite well done. All right, so here's the first clue.
Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out.
Got it.
302-3684. Name of movie. Say it again, Doug. Name of movie, please. For the swell prize, we haven't won before on the Good Day Movie Quiz. 888-302-3684. Next clue.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and chuckle away, mister. I don't hear God laughing.
You will once he sees your haircut.
302-3684. All right, this was a movie made from a very famous television program. Last clue.
Just the facts, ma'am.
All right, good God. 888-302-3684. All right, that takes care of that. Chucker will have the box office totals with a few surprises, in fact, there in just a moment on Good Day.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside.
Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
All right, so we're working on identifying that movie. Meanwhile, Trucker has the results of the box office this weekend, the top 5. Surprise number 1, Trucker.
Well, no surprise here. For the second straight weekend, Doug, the animated movie Monsters University placed the first, $44.5 million, $169 million in 2 weeks to release. The R-rated comedy The Heat with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy opened second with solid $40 million in business. McCarthy, who is co-starred in Bridesmaids and also Identity Thief, now considered a major box office drawer in today's client, which is good for her.
Hey.
World War Z with Brad Pitt placed third, $29.2 million, a very solid $123 million in 2 weeks of release. Paramount Pictures this week already greenlit a sequel. The big surprise, Doug, number 4, White House Down. The film was tracking at around its $40 million opening. Did just 26, which is a major disappointment. Now, I went to see it on Friday afternoon, and despite having a bloated second act and somewhat bordering on parody at times, I thought the film was very entertaining, although it did rip off Die Hard, even specifically lifting scenes from that 88 film. Although I must say, Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx, I thought were a good pair. And this movie was a lot of fun, despite not being perfect.
All right, what's
and,
five?
Number five was Man of Steel, a new Superman movie.
Right, okay.
$20 million a week in number 3.
All right. Robert, what was the name of Olivia de Havilland's sister?
Joan Fontaine.
That is correct, sir. Hold on just a second. We'll give you a swell prize for that. Mike's in Gardner, Massachusetts. What's the name of the movie in question in our quiz, Mike? Mike. All right. Let's see. Here we got to. Where'd Mike go? Anyway, the answer is Dragnet. Dragnet.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.